Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. While Wisconsin is known as the Dairy State, perhaps a better moniker would be the Land of Milk and Manure. With more than 1.2 million dairy cows in Wisconsin, the state is inundated with trillions of pounds of manure every year.
But Wisconsin is not alone. The proliferation of large-scale farming in the United States and throughout the world has left many communities dealing with a poop predicament.
Dutch artist Jalila Essadi was tasked with solving the manure problem in her own community. Her solution? Mestic, a bioplastic made out of processed manure.
The revolutionary fabric earned her a Global Change Award from the H&M Foundation, as well as some incredulous questions, mainly, how does it smell? SID spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers by phone from the Netherlands. She says she started the process of creating Mestic when she was challenged by policymakers in her region to find a creative solution to their manure problem.
In the Netherlands, we have a big manure problem. There is an excess of manure through the intensive farming. And at the moment, our natural environment is getting destroyed by all the excess manure. And the only thing they do with excess manure is burn it or use it in on the grounds. But in the Netherlands, we don't have enough grounds to get rid of all the cow manure. So when I got challenged, I went to the farmers and I got my first material and started experimenting and looking at the makeup of the manure to create new materials out of it.
Now, creating clothing out of manure is one of the most creative things I can even really imagine. Of course, here in Wisconsin, we also have quite a lot of dairy cows, and so you might imagine quite a lot of manure. When you were analyzing it, what said clothing to you, fabric?
I'm focused on cow manure because cows eat a lot of cellulose. It's in the grass, the corn they eat. And the cellulose is a basis to create, for example, textiles. What I do, I take the cellulose, and from the wet fraction, I take the chemicals and the acids to transform the cellulose into cellulose derivatives and cellulose acetate. And at that moment, you can make textiles out of it. It's nothing new, because at the end of the year, 20... we had a lot of plastics and foils made out of cellulose acetate, but with the outcome of the oil industry in the 60s, it wasn't economically viable anymore. And at this moment, we have a new source, and that's manure to use to create the plastics in this case, but also to replace the fibers based on wood and cotton, which is also a not very sustainable way of producing textiles. So it's connecting the one industry, in this case the manure, with the other polluting industry, the textile industry. So solving a problem by connecting two problems of two different industries.
How do you actually make the fabric out of the manure? What does that process, I guess, both look like? But what is that process?
In the Netherlands, our cows are kept in farms where they collect the manure. It's not only cow poop, but also the urine. And we collect this mixture, and at the lab, we separate the dry from the wet fraction. The dry fraction is the cellulose, so the grass and corn the cow eats. And then we have the wet fraction, where you find all kinds of very good ingredients to create the chemicals and acids to transform the cellulose in cellulose derivatives. For example, the dissolving grape pulp, where you can make, for example, a lyocell, viscose from. So it transforms into a thread or into a liquid, and then you can create textiles out of it.
The textiles, you would, having seen them, you would never know that these are pieces that came from manure. When you first put those, I'm not sure how much you were involved with the kind of fashion show that I saw, but when the models first put that clothing on, what did they think?
I created it from the first bucket of manure till every clothing piece I designed too on the fashion show. And people who hear first about clothing made of manure ask the same question: does it smell or react very shocked? Because as a society, we see manure as a waste stream, which is disgusting. But in fact, I don't see it as a waste stream, but as a stream with incredible materials which can be reused. Because if you look at the other fibers we use in textiles are also made, for example, from oil, and it's not also also not a very clean and crisp material. But in the case of mastic, the manure goes through a mechanical and chemical process where the material is totally transformed, so there is nothing left from the manure. It are all new materials.
What do you see next for mastic? Where do you see this being applied?
At the moment, we are talking with a lot of parties internationally because there are a lot of countries with excess manure. And we foresee in the future that this will only get more because the other countries are also growing, population is growing, and as long as people are eating, buying milk, meat, leather, there will be cows. And so it's a worldwide problem. And what we are doing now is get the first demo plant working to produce these materials in 2 years. And hopefully this method will be applied worldwide to solve the manure problem.
Well, it's definitely a solution that we in Wisconsin could use. Jaleela.
Yes, I heard you had a manure lagoons in the United States.
Yeah, we have a bit of a problem with it.
Okay.
Well, Jaleela, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
I'm happy to do it. No problem.
Jaleela Essadi is a Dutch artist. Her work with modern biotechnology has led to the creation of bulletproof skin, a mix of spider silk and in vitro human skin. And her recent project called Mestic is a bioplastic, which is made from cow manure. Essadi spoke with Joy Powers by phone from the Netherlands. For more information, head to wuwm.com.